Good morning.
Hey, Seattle.
As always, it's your girls, Jasmine and Shantae.
Welcome to another Thursday morning and another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
Will it be the way or not the way? Find out and join the conversation.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another episode of The Way with Jazz and Tay.
It's your girls, Jazz and
Shantae.
Good morning, guys.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday. Another day in lockdown.
Yes. Clank, clank.
The big Q, the quarantine.
Big Q. It's the big Q. That's what we're going to call it.
Cell block Q, right?
Not letting us out.
I'm locked up.
So, as you guys can see, tell, hear, we are still on lockdown.
And we're going a little crazy.
Yeah, honestly, it's going to be interesting by the time this is up, where we are mentally.
Yeah, seriously. We're probably going to be irritated with each other.
But let's do a recap of our week.
Yeah. Other than being on lockdown, Tay, what's happened since last Thursday?
Nothing. Not a thing. We cleaned our garage this weekend.
Which was funny because we actually had that planned pre-quarantine. Yes. Like, we scheduled this probably a month or so ago.
Yes. And we were like, put it in your calendar. Don't forget.
Right.
It is happening. Heck or high water.
It needed to be done.
And it got done. And now we can fit a car in there.
Yeah, Shantae's car's been in there. Good job.
So that's great.
Is that the best feeling ever, though?
Yeah.
Right.
It's really cool because like the three of us, like one of us has to park across the street every day if one car is not parked in the garage.
You guys have to paper, rock, scissors for who gets to do that first, or is it whoever comes home first or last?
Whoever comes home first. But we just know that like there's a one spot that Shantae cannot park in because her car can't handle like the terrain.
Sounds like a sketchy ride.
I was going to say it sounds way worse than it is.
The terrain.
It's just like muddy and her car can't. Yeah. Just...
Aww.
Anyway.
Yeah. So really like, I feel like that's our biggest accomplishment.
True.
This week.
That's something that the house did together. We'll probably have another like house task this weekend.
Absolutely. I'm going to hang that mirror. Like things are getting fixed around the house this week.
Yeah. We've been handy women.
Yeah, that's really it. We've been cooking a lot.
Yeah, out of necessity.
Yeah.
We've had to do dishes like every other day.
What?
I know.
Wow.
Like, washing dishes, guys, the bane of my existence.
I was also, like, thinking about our garbage. I was like, I think our garbage is also filling up faster than even on a normal week.
Yeah. It's because we're just, like, on a normal week, you know, like, lunch, we don't usually eat at home. You know what I mean? Breakfast is rarely had. And
don't
dinner.
Don't lie. Your maid's not there. Come on.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Right. What maid? Where is this maid that you're speaking?
Fine. Butler. Whatever. I mean, Butler would be definitely more your range.
But yeah, like even with dinner, lately we would do like takeout or like a DoorDash or something, you know? So like we've just actually been cooking at home, which is nice because we can actually cook. There's no reason why we haven't really been cooking at home. Like, we know
except
how to cook.
Nobody likes to cook and clean.
But also, I'm just throwing that little nugget out there. We can cook.
Wife us.
Do you hear that? We can cook.
I'm dead.
I think the other thing just too is you're also, I mean, you're helping out by, you know, kind of reducing your movement, which everyone says if you can't get out, it's an emergency. But also still, we should still give support local. You know, some of the businesses are still open and they have a lot of to-go orders. So let's still kind of look into that too. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I will definitely say that. I had Paseo not too long ago and they're actually based in Fremont and Soto. So I ordered some from them. We did Catfish Corner last week as well. Mm-hmm. What else have I done? I think that's Dix. Oh yeah, Dix is, and Dix actually had a fun little pointer. You can freeze their cheeseburgers and save them for later.
I just don't know that that's really the route anybody should go.
Yo, they put it on their Instagram. Like, it's the way. We'll
I think
find
you should
out.
Test that theory.
Yeah, we'll find out.
I did that too with the boys last week. I went to go pick them up, and we drove by the, you know, the location down in Kent and Des Moines area, and we're like, oh, why not? I mean, it's our, let's just jump in. So we jumped in there. Of course, everyone was, you know, rolling out with their 5-6 foot, you know, roll. Yeah. They actually have it taped out on the ground too, which is very,
they do.
Polite for to do that. So everyone, you know, has their own comfort zone. And then we just sat in the back of the truck, had our, you know, Dick's drive in and stuff like that, and just watched everything happen. Like, you know, it was just a good time with me and the boys.
Sounds really nice.
It was.
I love it. I really like Dick's for that, because it's like, not that eating in takes away, but like when you are at Dick's drive-in and like you don't necessarily leave to eat, you just sit in the car and eat. There's a lot of people watching that unfolds and that happens. And people's line behavior cracks me up. Like,
they just try to hop in the line whenever, wherever.
Right. Or like just, you know, when the line's long, little games and things that they play. Oh, anyways.
It's the traditional feel from when they first opened up.
Right. Exactly. Timeless.
Yep.
Let's see, Jasmine, what have I done? Ditto, nothing. I did do a puzzle. I worked on one puzzle last week that I completed, which looked like it was like a scene from like Bora Bora. It was so pretty, like pink and purple.
How many pieces?
500.
Not bad. Good start. Not bad. Good start.
This
Good start.
So 500, I did this one in like a day. Like I started on like, I worked on it for like an hour or two the night before, and then I finished it the next day.
Did your brain get all scrambled after a while? You're just like, I just see all these pieces kind of like blending together and.
No. So luckily, like that one for me was really easy, and it was like nice and kind of like peaceful. Like it gave me exactly what I needed a puzzle to give me. And then this one that I've been working on, it's 1,000 pieces. And it's a picture. And it's a picture from, you know, Salvador Dali, that famous painter.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
not personally, but yes, I know of him.
Oh, right.
We're not homies. We don't kick it.
It's the one where the clocks are like melting.
Yeah.
And like breaking. Yeah. So it's a picture that he's. It's one of those things. So it's a cool picture, but also there's a lot of just like solid colors in places like this, and the pieces are not cut like normal pieces. Like some of the pieces are cut in very obscure ways. And it's not making it really easy.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one she needed.
Yes, I was gonna say this is the one that I needed, because this is a challenge. Like
the
this actually
persistence of memory, I believe, was the title of that.
Oh, is that? Wow, I didn't know.
I think so. Or the Dali clock. It's got its own, you know, version of all the melting, dripping kind of fluid clocks.
Yeah, this one just has one blue clock, and there's like a moth or something in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's see. I did my nails. The nail shop's closed, so I had to bust out all my old equipment and do my own nails for the first time in like almost a year. And it was actually refreshing, and they turned out really well, but my nails are really short now. And that's different. That's really different. I'm not used to having little nubs, so I'm hoping that these grow quick. But other than that, puzzles, coloring, my nails, I've been taking a lot more naps. I'm a nap queen. And then we started actually doing Just Dance, which when Shantae and I first moved in together, like what, 3 years ago or something now, it's been a long time. When we first moved in with each other, this was something that we like would play, and it was like for fun, but also for like workout. And we haven't done it in a while. And during this lockdown, it's kind of been like, you know, why not? And then we actually have a newer version too. So we've been doing that. And, that's been really fun. There's this Beyonce Naughty Boy song on there, and it's really sexy. And we really
Naughty Girl.
What did I say?
Naughty Boy.
Oh, my bad.
So different.
That's your version, I think, right?
Yeah.
Naughty Boy.
Totally.
But yeah, that's pretty much been the week. Just dance, coloring, nails, and puzzles.
We'll see what we can get into, you know, from here to next Thursday.
Right.
Okay. Change it up.
Stay tuned.
Let's get into a little bit of an icebreaker. We're going to keep the same format as usual with a would you rather.
Woo-woo!
I found some good ones last night, so yeah. I'm kind of excited for this one.
You started off.
Would you rather let your parents access your browser history or let your boss?
My parents. I know that for a fact because my boss could see me like looking for other jobs. You know, if that's something that I were doing.
I would say my parents as well. only because I just, you know, I feel like you try to save face in front of your bosses, you know, yeah. Like, I'm not this
person,
real person that Googles weird stuff, like, I Google everything. So, like, my history is crazy.
And with your parents, too, it's like, well, at least with my parents, you know, we're on a level where there's nothing really that they could see that would be like, oh, okay.
Shocking.
Right. They'd be like, oh, okay, you know, well, we might have to talk to her about that, but it's not going to be like a thing.
Now, the boss could fire you, and
I can't handle that.
Yeah.
What about you, Benny?
Wow, it's kind of a toss-up. I'm pretty close with, well, because I'm close with my family and also close with, you know, the people I work with here, too. And we also work in a studio that's kind of public anyways. There's a lot of producers coming and going. So we kind of have a constant thing of, like, I clear my history kind of often. Like, so I'd probably stay with the work one just because we're looking at stuff everywhere across the board. So it's like, you know, you can get away with like, oh, I was looking up research. I was producing. Yeah. Right. You know, like.
I was actually just thinking that with you, you probably look up interesting things for shows and things.
Everything.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Versus I don't really want my mom to see that kind of stuff.
Right. You know, what's fun though, is you probably have a bunch of like random fun facts and knowledge and like tidbits, you know,
sure.
Because of that.
Sure. They're not safe for right now for being on the air, but you know.
Yeah.
It's all good. You know.
Right. That can be
for another podcast then, right?
Right.
Sure.
Okay. So, would you rather have one real get out of jail card or a key that opens any door?
Ooh.
I'm going to say a key that opens any door because I can open the jail door.
Smart move. Very, very logical, smart move.
I'm breaking out of jail.
That'd be just a riddle. That's like a riddle.
That's a good one, you know, because here's my thing. What I'm thinking about is like key that opens any door. You know, there's so many doors.
Yeah. So here's the deal. I don't think you can answer it that way. That's like, if I was to have, you know, three wishes, what wish in the, or one wish, you'd be like, I'd grant more wishes. Yeah. It's like, you can't do that.
Here's my, also, like, I'd get the key that opens any door so that I could open any door. But like, if it ever came down that I'd go to jail, I could also open that door. That just seems like the one I'd want. Then if we're talking about
wouldn't they take the key away from you? Going to jail?
It doesn't say it in the question.
But like, logistically with jail.
I mean.
I think we need to rewrite the question.
Right.
I initially was going to say have one real get out of jail card. Yeah. Mainly just because like.
So you can just let wild let go crazy one night and be like, I don't care, I'm leaving.
If I end up in jail, it's probably because like, I'm probably not getting out. You know what I mean? I'm probably going to jail for something that they're not going to let me come back out.
Such confidence in that. You know what I mean, right? Like, well, if I'm there, it means I'm not leaving.
I'm gonna go big. Come on now. Like, let's be real.
She's going to go Angela Bassett and Waiting to Exhale.
You know?
Ooh. Right?
We just watched that movie yesterday. But yeah, I think I would do that just because, like, I would love to be able to, like, especially it's probably going to be high profile. Somebody important probably end up dead. And I just want to get out and live my life. You know, George Zimmerman style.
Okay. How about you, Vinny?
Jail, for sure.
Yeah.
I could care less about other doors. If they want to want me to be in there, I'm not going in unless it's asked upon. You know, like, I don't really
You know
care.
What? Good point. Because what if you go in and there's, like, a beehive or like a hungry lion or something on the other side of the door.
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know, actually I'm sticking with mine because I lock myself out of the house.
She does. She does.
So a key that opens any door would be amazing for me.
I can't walk stairs and you can't remember your keys.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a problem. Actually kind of upsets me. Like, why?
You have to go see someone about that.
Yeah. All right, one more. Would you rather have unlimited international first class tickets or Never have to pay for food at restaurants.
Unlimited international first class tickets.
What's good?
Off the top of my head. I know, because here's the gag. Those will never, at like food can get expensive. Don't get me wrong. It totally
right.
can.
Right.
But food will never be as expensive as international first class tickets.
I mean, right now?
during a pandemic.
Good point.
Different.
Right. Plane tickets are cheaper than a meal at the Met.
Yeah, and like I initially wanted to say never have to pay for food because I love to eat. I'm a foodie, you know,
yeah.
and I love to try different things. And like I could always be like, you know, order something, don't like it, get something else, and it not be a thing because I'm not paying for it. But also, that's what a man is for. No, I'm just kidding.
Whoa, you just went there.
With Jazz.
I'm just
wow.
kidding.
Wow. Been cooped up a little too long, have you?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding, guys.
No,
but yeah, I just feel like money, like financially wise, like realistically, it would be the smarter thing financially.
Yeah.
And then I could go and eat, and usually in other places too, other countries, it's going to be a little bit cheaper too.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am eating food on their converted dollars and stuff or whatever, I'm probably saving money.
I personally completely 100% disagree with that.
Ouch.
I'm not a huge traveler, so if I did start, fine, I'll go get a ticket wherever I want to go. But we cannot live without food and drink. And why not have it free wherever you go, everywhere you go, right? You can exactly do what you do. Order what I want. I don't like it. Okay, fine. Order something else. I don't like it. Okay, order something else. You can keep it going. You can get the top shelf
okay.
Dom Perignon, whatever.
Ooh.
That stuff adds up. See?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, I'll buy my own ticket wherever. It's free wherever I go. Then after that.
Are you someone, though, who, like, you don't have the desire to travel, though, right? Like, that's not something that you, like, really want to do?
Well, with my present situation with the kids and stuff like that, it's hard to kind of get away
right.
for that long time. So
right.
when that kind of gets a little bit easier for me, then yes, boop, I'm out.
Right. You're out of here.
Yep.
Right.
Get it. Okay.
Gotta work
okay.
on my six pack now.
Summer bodies are made during the quarantine, so.
I would absolutely love to have unlimited international first class tickets, but, like, I also really like food.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's, like, the reason why I like the quarantine, because we're not eating out and I'm not spending all this extra money on food. So it's like, if I had my food paid for, I'd have extra money for the flight and the, you know, the hotel, the lodging once I got there. So yeah, I think I'm going with food because shoot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple spots I hit up. I
could
eat at a restaurant.
Yeah,
every...
see?
Love it. I love it. That's a good one.
Absolutely. Do you want to do one more or do you want to move on?
Let's move on.
All righty. So now that we've recapped our weeks.
Yes.
And we played Would You Rather, we're going to bring you guys down for another Corona Health Update.
Yeah.
So,
we're going to spin this. We're going to make it sound like it's not bad news. The reality of the fact is, or whatever, the reality of the matter, I don't know what that saying is, but we're living in a pandemic and Seattle is shut down.
And I'll be honest, as we were working on this segment, I was just kind of like, this is kind of scary.
It's real life.
The facts are not good. And and I don't know. Like, I'm honestly, like, in this weird place of kind of denial. Or
yeah.
I'm just kind of not really looking at it the way that it really is.
It's
like,
not sitting well with my spirit.
It has us all anxious. But anyways, we wanted to give you guys some more facts. So as you guys all know, this is progressing every week. So something new happens every week. And we feel like we should update you guys on what's going on locally, at least.
And how it's affecting us personally.
Yes. So as of last night, there are 2,500 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Washington State, with a total of 132 deaths. Now, this is from last night. That could have very well changed between now and in like 12 hours.
Yeah.
And that's according to the Department of Health. And on Monday, Governor Jay Inslee actually...
He held another press conference.
I was going to say, he didn't really lock us down. I feel like
He just tightened up the prior restrictions he put on it.
You know how people say, oh, so like, you mad? It's not lockdown, it's just lockdown for right now.
It'll get there. He's going to get big mad here shortly.
Yeah, so Monday evening, he announced the Stay Home, Stay Healthy order, which prohibits all people in the state of Washington from leaving their homes and or from participating in any group activity that is not considered essential business.
So that means no more slumber parties.
No more book club.
They said you have to postpone funerals and weddings.
Yes. No more house parties. No more vision board parties.
R.I.P. to our goals and dreams.
Now, the list of things that are considered essential business include grocery stores, food banks, convenience stores, farmers markets, pharmacies, liquor stores that sell food, and restaurants can continue to offer takeout and delivery.
Also, recreational pot shops are still open
as
well.
Have been deemed essential. And I just want to say, what a time to be alive. Like, we might be going through a pandemic,
we live in Washington and it's 2020.
And they've deemed weed essential. I'm just like, what is going on? You can learn more about, you know, essential businesses and about the order at governor.wa.gov.
And I've got a couple things that I want to highlight as well throughout this. The work that I do, I work in human resources, so I work directly related to unemployment and claims and things like that. And man, let me tell you, I've actually had to reduce hours as well. So I'm actually working on a reduced schedule while also still trying to help my employees and help my business. And it's kind of sort of stressful. When you call employment security right now, you can't even get through. And what I mean is there is a pre-recorded script that they have on their phones that say, we are experiencing very high call volumes. Thank you for your understanding. And then it repeats it in Spanish, and then it essentially hangs up on you. So you can't even wait on the phone line to talk to employment
security.
You don't
even have dial options.
Right. And light of that, I want to also highlight Employment Security Department is also hiring. So for those of you who might be out of work, they are looking for assistance in that department to help process these many claims that they have taken on. The first week that Governor Inslee in Seattle had actually like shut down restaurants and bars, they had seen 10,000 unemployment or standby or furlough claims come through in just 1 week alone. So that is in Washington state alone, 10,000 claims in 1 week. And I actually just got an update this morning stating that nationally, they have seen 3.3 million unemployment claims related to this. And that's across all 50 states.
That's just crazy.
That's insane. 3.3 million people just like that without jobs and having to jump on this, which I also want to highlight that might raise some concerns about, do we have enough money to pay everybody in our state their unemployment? Well, good news is Washington State has top three, if not number one, with like the healthiest trust fund in the state as far as it goes. Yes. So that's really good news there. They're not worried about running out of money.
Well, good. I'm so glad.
Yeah. When I heard that, I was like, okay, cool. So let me just file my claim real quick. So that just shed some light on the unemployment situation. And also I want to highlight toilet paper came back, guys. We've got toilet paper back in stores, but guess what? As quickly as it came, it left because y'all don't know how to act. I want to say one thing. Governor Inslee, as well as other people of importance throughout this nation, have pointed out we have no shortage of food or grocery supply in the state, let alone in the country. We're not in a shortage of anything like that. So y'all need to buy toilet paper as if it's just another week, you know? Like, hey, I have to go to the grocery store and pick up toilet paper. Let me grab the normal amount that I would normally get. Because I just saw this video of this old lady getting beat up because she wanted one roll of toilet paper and this lady had a cart full of like five or six. Come on.
Okay, we're not about to pull another Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Right. It's nobody needs to die over TP.
There's too much going on already. Well, that is our coronavirus health update for the day.
Yep. Stay tuned next Thursday because we're for sure something else is going to unfold.
It's definitely going to pop off. With that, we're going to hop into a really quick break. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Toodles.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
Alternative Talk 1150 is your sports organization's safe bet when it comes to airing your team's games. Our players are all seasoned professionals when it comes to sports programming. Imagine your games being heard on local radio. Your team deserves the MVP treatment. Call 425-653-1150 today to learn how affordable and fun it is to broadcast your games on the radio. Call 425-653-1150 and make your next season something special. That's 425-653-1150.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. More and more people are buying electric vehicles, but some still hesitate because they worry the car will run out of power in the middle of a drive. Sam Jaffe is with Cairn Era, a research firm that specializes in energy storage. He says EV batteries are improving every year.
When the Nissan Leaf first came out, it was 100 miles range.
The new S-Plus model can go roughly twice as far, and higher-end cars can travel even farther.
The recent Tesla Model 3 is over 300 miles range.
Buddy says fully reducing people's range anxiety may require a new type of battery technology.
I think the leapfrog technology is solid-state batteries. A battery with no liquid material inside, so everything is a solid material, which means that it's safer, but also it can be more energy-dense.
So an EV battery could store more electricity and travel more miles on a single charge. Several companies are developing solid-state batteries, but Jaffe says it will be years before solid-state batteries are affordable and durable enough to be widely used.
It's going to take another 10 years, but they are definitely coming.
And when they do, he says, range anxiety could become a worry of the past. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. Learn more at yaleclimateconnections.org.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, hey, welcome back. You're listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay.
Before the break, we recapped our weeks, played an icebreaker, and updated you guys on the coronavirus and how it's affecting us in our daily lives and in the state of Washington. But now we're going to turn it over to some happier times, happier topics. And we're going to recap, kind of put the bow cap on our Women's History Month celebration.
Yeah.
It's been a little bleak this March. We weren't able to get out of our house and go and attend, you know, different events that were curated by women for women. But we did do things on our own.
Mm-hmm.
A few things that I've done, I actually signed up for a Women in Marketing webinar, and it's a daily webinar that's 15 minutes long this whole week. And essentially there are like five different women that are in marketing, and they kind of detail, you know, their lives, their career paths and all of that. And I actually liked the one that I listened to yesterday because she did a really great job of, like, one, she's changed her career or her job like so many times. And for me, that was refreshing kind of to hear because that's happened to me a lot since, you know, graduating college. And I'm like, oh, I'm so ready to be in the place where I am for like 5 years now. But she made it seem like she was somewhere new every year. And like she learned something new at each place and took it to the next place to kind of like grow upon, which I really appreciated hearing. So that's like one way that I'm trying to celebrate Women's History Month. And then also we challenged each other to write thank you notes to women who empowered us and have made us better women in our lives. And a few of the people that I sent them to actually got their cards yesterday and like the past couple of days. And it's been really awesome to see them get them and be surprised by it. And just to kind of like cheer them up when things are not so great right now in the world. Be able to take their minds off of it for a little while and let them know that they're appreciated and that, you know, I'm thinking of them. And that leads us to what we're going to talk about.
Yes.
We wanted to continue to highlight women who we love and who have made us better women. For me, I'm going to start off with a personal, a more personal one and kind of a more like, I guess it, I don't want to say cliche, but cliche. But somebody in my life who's really empowered me and made me a better woman is my mom, obviously. She's just a great gal. She's raised me to be independent and strong, and she is the same. She's one of the strongest women that I know, and I see her in her daily life go through a lot of things that, in my mind, I'm like, I don't know how she's dealing with it, and I applaud her for that. I wrote her a card for a thank you note as a part of my celebration of Women's History Month. And I told her, you know, I know you and I know that, you know, the hard times won't last. And I hope that that resonated with her because I truly believe that anything that's thrown at her, she can make it through it. And I kind of look to her in the same way, you know, like when things aren't going great for me, you know, it's kind of like, you know, well, people go through harder things one and, you know, like look at your mom as an example, you know, you can make it through anything. She's no nonsense also, which I like, and that's something that I also picked up.
That's very much you.
Yeah, she doesn't play. She doesn't play about her kids. She doesn't play about, you know, things that she loves and cares about, and she's always going to speak her mind and stand up for what she believes in, and that also, I love that about her as well. Like, she's notorious for getting into Facebook arguments. And I'm like, you know, Mom, it's not really worth it. But also, she's got time. If she's got time, we've all got time. And I'll probably jump in at some point. Like, it's a mess. But we're Facebook trolls. Yeah, so that's somebody in my personal life who just really has empowered me. And obviously is the woman who's the reason I'm the woman I am. Do you want to talk about your personal?
Yes. So there's a couple of things here that I've been trying to do as well to kind of like highlight, you know, the women in my life. I'm also doing the cards. I have not finished mine because I'm a procrastinator. That's just what I do. But I did get started yesterday, and it's really fun to do. Like, I saw you like doing yours, but it's kind of nice just individually thinking about these people and the reasons why, you know, there's reasons why they are in your life, and also the reasons why they inspire you and continue to inspire you, and what is a relationship or a friendship if you guys cannot motivate and inspire one another,
right?
You know, so it's just really fun being able to sit there and think about like, oh, that's right, I love you for these reasons, and thank you for this, and you know, yeah, it's been really nice to reflect on that. Outside of that, I've been trying to watch a lot of like films or shows that have strong female leads or actresses. A show that Shantae and I both love and that everybody loves is Law & Order SVU. And Miss Olivia Benson, well, I don't, so now if you look and watch the show, she's a sergeant, okay? They're in like their 20s. And she has come a long way. She started off as a detective, and she's always been an advocate for women being able to find their voice and speak up for themselves. And yeah, not a lot of women do, but she will always be the one to let you know that you could be the one to make that difference. And that's kind of what I always love about her. She's got a very no-nonsense approach, but she's also very soft. And with women in those types of positions, I feel like you often expect them to be more hard or rough around the edges. And she handles it with such grace. And she doesn't really let her... Sometimes she lets her emotions get the best of her, which is just a thing of human nature. But I totally look up to her and admire her because she's seen a lot of stuff. She's been through a lot of stuff. And she still manages to maintain her calm, cool, collective self. Outside of Law & Order, Shantae and I, for the first time, watched Frozen and Frozen 2 last week. We're only a few years late to this party.
It's okay, that's all right. It's kind of a timeless movie, too.
Yeah, and,
absolutely.
You know, literally, I'm so glad that you said that because watching it, we were like, just throughout it, we were like, why have we never watched this? Like, why have we never seen this? It's so good. It's very cute. It's so funny. Anna and Elsa's relationship is really cute. If you guys know the movie, know the characters, which I'm sure you guys do, or you've got small children who love them. Anna reminds me a lot of myself.
Absolutely.
I totally like relate to Anna. And what I love about Anna is that, okay, so she's a hopeless romantic, me. And second of all, she's so determined and she's fearless, which is incredible. And like, I feel like I can totally relate to that because she'll sometimes just, she's like, oh yeah, totally, I can do that. And it's something that is maybe dangerous or potentially like deadly. And she's like, I can do that. Take it in stride. And I feel like sometimes I can do that too. You know, I might bite off a little bit more than I can chew. But also her energy and just her love for her sister and her family is so beautiful. I don't think it's a spoiler at this point. The movie's like, what, 6-7 years old?
Just say it.
but at the end, you know, there's this, Elsa is about to get killed and Anna is on her way to try and save her, but Anna's also being chased by this male figure, Kristoff, who is like her boy toy. But there's this whole thing where there's this act of love that is supposed to help and save Anna's life because Elsa messed Anna up and Anna sacrifices herself for Elsa, which is so beautiful and poetic because that was the act of love that saved her. And so at the end of the movie, I feel like the big message that we can all kind of take away from this is that, like, you know, you think it's about her finding love and she's going to end up with Kristoff and he's going to be the one that saves her. And, you know, the knight in shining armor is going to come and save me. But no, she saved herself. And it gave a really good message of, like, you know, you don't necessarily need to depend on a man or anyone else to be there to save you. And it was a really like warm feeling and a lovely message for me to feel.
It was definitely off brand for Disney.
Very, very true, because you always have the knight in shining armor come to save the princess.
And I like that they sort of continued that theme through Frozen 2 as well. Like Anna didn't or Kristoff didn't actually propose to Anna until like the end of that movie.
Yeah.
So,
I haven't seen it yet.
Frozen 2 is newer. You can't be.
It's been out for like a year.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they push it? They pushed it through sooner because of the epidemic and stuff like that. So
yeah, they just pushed it to Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know all that.
Well, that's what I'm just glad saying she'd seen it in theaters with her cousin.
I'm just glad that we've seen it.
If you guys want to check that out, Disney Plus has both of them. Watch it as a double feature. It's really great.
They actually have a whole like Frozen collection. There's like two other like short films and things in there too. So why don't you just sit down and have a Frozen day?
Olaf for the win.
Yes, Olaf is so adorable. I love Olaf. All right. As I'm done fangirling about Frozen.
You want to go personal and then I'll...
Yes, let me, Shantae was able to touch on some of, her mom, who was a personal inspiration to her, And I want to highlight some women in my life who are personal inspirations. My mom also, not to be cliche as well, but my mom has been my rock as well as so many others' rock throughout the years. And she's managed to leave her mark on people's lives, you know, like I've grown up in this area called West Seattle my whole life, and I will go places and people will know my mom and just, oh yes, you know, your mom used to come in here. Oh, you know, she talks about you, this and that. And like, I don't feel like that really happens in other places where I will go somewhere and people know me because of my mom. but she is also very warm and loving. You know, there's something about her that is just inviting and very mama, people would say. She's got so many kind of like adopted children and family because of this, you know. Any of my friends that I would have around or bring over growing up as a child, she would take it and treat as their own, you know. She would do anything for them as if it was me or any one of her other kids. And not to say that other parents don't do that, but it's just a different kind of love that she gives and that she exudes. She's also so independent and so hardworking. I've never known my mom to not have more, like no less than like two jobs or at least another form of income. You know, she is somebody who, it helps that she's very social, which is a trait that I've inherited.
Absolutely.
But she's somebody who's very social. So she's always, you know, out there working and networking, honestly, just meeting new people and meeting new people with interesting stories to tell. But she's never had to rely on someone else for anything. And that's one thing that I remember throughout my years growing up is that, you know, even if I'm, you know, preparing me to go on like on a first date or something, you know, it's just make sure that you have some money tucked away in case you need to leave, you know, make sure that you can get home or you can feed yourself or whatever by yourself in case the date doesn't go well. And that's something that's always kind of stuck with me because you can apply that to many different things. And she's incredible. I really, really do admire her for that. She's instilled a lot of virtues in me that I'm glad that my mom taught me, because some people don't get to.
Some people ain't got no morals.
Exactly. My mom grew up Catholic. I'm not Catholic, but just to give you an upbringing, background to my upbringing. And then lastly, I want to touch on my little sister, quote unquote, Sonora. She's not actually my blood sister. She is somebody who I know because we grew up dancing together. I believe she was 7 when we met. I don't know exactly because I'm a few years older than her. She'll tell you. but our relationship started off because she was somebody who looked up to me. You know, she admired me for whatever reason. And we became like friends, or I kind of, you know, became like a little mentor to her because of that. And as the years have gone on and she's grown into this incredible young woman, I find myself kind of like looking up to her and admiring her, because anything that she puts her mind to, she literally achieves with like flying colors, you know. She has a goal to end up on the U.S. Supreme Court one day, and I know that she will. This is one of those, you know, I'm a firm believer of speaking it into existence, but the path that she is taking and the work that she's putting in, she will get there. She, like I, has also struggled with a certain parental relationship, and it's hard for me to find somebody who can relate to me in that sense, and her and I have always connected in that way. And she is somebody who totally gets it. She totally understands that. And it's part of what cultivates the kind of relationship that we have. What are you doing?
Kitty is scratching at the door. And I'm like, is she serious right now?
My cat is trying to get inside. but other than me looking up to her, I would say academically, and also with her work ethic, she is totally fly. Like, this girl is a fashionista. She's always switching up her hair. She's always switching it up, doing a bold lip or something like that. And I just love that. She is so fun and playful with her style. And it's very unique, I would say. And that's one thing that I admire about her too, because she, like me, is not afraid to take chances and try things, try new things. So that's going to wrap it up for me on my Women History Month highlights and women that I admire.
I have one last woman that I wanted to bring up, but
this is a good one.
I really wanted to know if we should take another break, even though we've only got a few more minutes.
You're welcome to do that, ladies. We got it.
Let's take another 2 to 3 minute break, yep, and then we'll wrap it up here. You guys are listening to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Stay tuned.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hey, Seattle! Tune in to The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
We'll be bringing you lots of laughs and class to get you ready for the day and the weekend ahead.
We have something for everyone, from Song of the Week, where we'll introduce you to local Seattle artists,
to the quirky games that we play for that little pick-me-up to get you through your morning commute. Again, that's The Way with Jazz and Tay every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 a.m.
And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. See you guys on Thursday.
Alternative Talk 1150. We're on your radio at 1150 a.m. We're on your HD radio at 98.9 Channel 3.
So many ways to listen.
We're on the web at 1150kknw.com. Streaming live audio and video, as well as MP3 archives of many of our shows.
So many ways to listen.
And now, we're on your smartphone or tablet. Download our free app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and take Alternative Talk 1150 anywhere you go.
So many ways to listen.
Organic, free range, and fresh daily. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, 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 guys. Welcome back to The Way with Jazz and Tay. Before the break, we touched on and highlighted some women who have impacted our lives, empowered us, and made us better women. But I wanted to touch on one more woman who's not made an impact on my life, but just a woman who I think is amazing and who deserves to be highlighted. So recently I was on Instagram and I ran across a interview with Eartha Kitt, who was a singer and actress, comedian, just all around performer. And it was an interview, and the man was asking her, it was a man, he asked her, you know, if a man were to come into your life, would you be willing to compromise? And Eartha Kitt's response was to cackle in this man's face and then call him stupid and to think about the question again. And she repeated the question to him. She said, if a man were to come into my life, I compromise? And I just really love that video. It wasn't the first time I've seen this video. I've seen this video many, many times. But every time I see it, it resonates with me and my soul and just kind of the person that I am. And I agree with Eartha, and I understand what she's saying. It's kind of leads to that theme that, you know, women are to aspire to marriage and to compromise and sacrifice, and yet men are not taught the same when they're raised. So, like, you know, women are supposed to be ready to get married. And, you know, if they have life goals, you know, put those on hold because marriage is what comes first. And I think that that's what Eartha was getting at, is that if a man comes into my life, sure, there will be compromises, but I'm not going to compromise myself or what I've got going on just because he walked through the door and said, hey, it's time for you to change your life. And it just really, one, speaks to Eartha Kitt's personality in general. She was always like that. And people thought that she was like one of the most interesting women ever and just one of the most powerful women ever. So a little bit of more background on her. She's a fellow Capricorn. She passed December 25th in 2008.
She died on Christmas?
Yeah.
Ouch.
Okay.
Yeah. She was born a slave on a cotton plantation in a small town in South Carolina.
Wow.
Yes. And she became an actress, a singer. She sang the Christmas song Santa Baby, which is one of my ultimate favorites. I actually used to, my stepdad would play the piano and I would try to sing to it. So that's one of my absolute favorites.
Really cute.
And she was actually Catwoman in 1967.
I'm pleased to say everything is going exactly as scheduled.
And many of our generation will know this one. She played the voice of Yzma in The Emperor's New Groove.
No.
Yeah.
So I just think, I just wanted to spotlight or highlight Eartha Kitt because, you know, she was a slave. She was born a slave.
That's incredible.
Grew
I didn't
to
know
be
that.
This incredible actress and singer that, you know, everybody knows to this day, and she's been in so many things and touched so many people. She's even an activist. And
she was in Holes.
I don't remember that.
She was the lady that did the curse. She was in Holes.
She's also in
she
Holes.
She was? Wow.
Yes.
So,
fun fact. Sorry, I got really
in everything. And I think that, you know, just kind of the person that she is and the personality that she had, she's someone that you could really look up to as a role model. Mm-hmm. And I do. I do find myself really resonating, like, with many of the things that I've seen her say and do and just the person that she was. And I kind of want to, like, go back and read more about her and her life and the things that she did, because I just think that there's more to her than I even know and more that I want to know about her. But yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. I'll share that video with you guys on our socials so that you can see it as well. And I would love to know what you guys thought about the video as well. Did you think she was too harsh in that interview? Or do you think she was spot on?
I mean, she called the man stupid. That's harsh.
Yo, she was like, that's stupid. I was like, whoa, Eartha, whoa, but also accurate. It was a stupid question.
Well, sometimes you have to call them out. They can't get away with everything. And, you know, exactly. Don't take advantage of, you know, those in the limelight and vice versa.
Exactly.
So
it's
just the way it works, right?
Put them in an uncomfortable position.
And also, It's Eartha Kitt. I feel like he should have probably been prepared for her to laugh in his face at some point. But yeah.
I agree.
That is our hot topic for the day. And let's do a really quick recap.
So let's see. Our last weeks in isolation. I would say The Way with a twist of Not the Way, because we still can't go anywhere.
We're still in isolation.
You know, we did hang out on our back patio in the sun. We forgot to point that out, and that was nice.
I will say, however, we're not really in isolation because we're in a house. There's three people that live here.
Yeah.
So, like, we've got people to talk to, whereas I've got a lot of my friends who have, like, I've not seen my friend in a month. And I'm like, yeah, here every day.
Don't know what that's like.
We do have people to talk to. We're not talking to the walls yet.
Yeah.
Icebreaker, always the way, always fun.
Yeah, man. It always messes me up and gets me thinking.
Yeah.
Definitely the way.
Definitely been trying to pull ones that are, like, real thought-provoking. Like, you're going to want to really sit with this one for a second. Our coronavirus health update.
Coronavirus, not the way.
Yeah, I'm ready for it to be gone.
The health update, however, is the way, because we definitely feel like it's very important to be informed.
And to stay informed.
Do your research, guys. Please listen to the news.
And then our hot topic, Women's History Month, is the way.
Just hands down.
You know, highlighting women who have, highlighting and celebrating women who have empowered you, made your life better, who you love, is the way.
And if you guys haven't already, you guys still have time, you know, even if it's just a phone call or a text, you know, let them know that you love them and that they are loved by you.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will catch you next Thursday for another episode.
Bye.
As always, thank you so much for tuning into The Way. Catch you next week, same time, same place. Follow us on Instagram at The Way Jazz and Tay and on Twitter at The Way JT. Don't be afraid to DM us if you have any questions or suggestions about the show. Until next time, bye.
Peace.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.